Welcome to Endpoint Insight on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate, send the much needed fundage. You can make your check or money order payable to RBN and mail that to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in your debit or credit card number to Mike, and you can use PayPal as always. This is your Tuesday night broadcast. We have the dynamic duo, Dr. Patrick Slattery. Welcome to the show. How are you tonight, my friend?
I'm doing just fine. And yourself, Jeremy?
Doing very well. A very hot September. I think we hit 99 degrees today.
Well, that's good. You will miss it when it's cold and frozen.
Possibly. I have a wood stove and a generator and plenty of food. I think I'll get through the winter quite well. I'll be glad when summer's over. Just quite honestly.
Okay.
So we got this RT news article. The Biden was interviewed once again on whether he's going to run in 2024. And let me just say, if you don't think that Biden is capable, you're a dog-faced pony soldier. From RT, Biden hints at plans for a re-election bid. The president pushed back on concerns over his age and mental acuity. U.S. President Joe Biden said that he has every intention to run for re-election in 2024, but argued it was too early to make any official announcements, and that for now, he would focus on his duties as commander-in-chief. He was speaking to CBS's 60 Minutes in an interview on Sunday. This was the same interview where he almost started World War III with China, talking about defending Taiwan. I covered that last night in my show. So first of all, what do you think about the Biden guaranteeing that they would defend Taiwan with military force should China invade? Speaking to CBS's 60 Minutes, he discussed the prospects of another presidential run. Biden said, "Look, if I were to say to you I'm running again, all of a sudden a whole range of things could come into play. That I have requirements that I have changed and moved to do in terms of election laws," he said, adding that it's too much and too early to make that kind of discussion. So if you're there, Patrick, let me know what you think about the Biden talking about a run in 24. Is he up for it? And what about the saber rattling with China over Taiwan? Biden said that my intention, as I said to begin with, is that I would run again. But it's just an intention. But is it a firm decision that I run again? That remains to be seen, the president continued. Commenting on concerns about his old age and whether it might affect his fitness for office, Biden, who will turn 82 in 2024 and is currently the oldest president in history, simply told critics, "Watch me." Yeah, we can watch him and we can see the gaffes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're back. So I want to get your comments. Number one on Biden's saber rattling with China over Taiwan in this 60 Minutes interview, and then number two, his fitness to run in 24 as the oldest sitting president.
Yeah, well, regarding his saber-rattling with China, forgive him, Lord, he knows not what he says, or whatever the quote is, I'm sorry. He has no idea what he's talking about. It's unfortunate, though, because he is supposedly the president of the United States. But, you know, he and by extension the United States government is increasingly looking like kind of like a deranged Pekingese behind the fence just barking like crazy. Pekingese? I don't know. Pekingese. Is Pekingese? No, more like a Chihuahua. Just kind of, and deranged. That's the key. That's the key. I apologize to all Chihuahuas out there for the comparison, but there's no bite. You know, there is the possibility of say blowing up the world. There is kind of like a Samson option there, but honestly, the developments of this year have shown that if China and Russia and India and Iran throw in Turkey, but you don't need to, but basically just China and Russia, if they're on the same page, the United States is, you know, the United States is just way too gay to do anything about it. Just way too gay.
So this article today was focusing on his, running again. The article I covered last night from the same 60 Minutes interview, covers the fact that the White House tried to, reel back these comments. And even the White House told 60 Minutes ahead of time that their one China policy stands and that they haven't changed anything officially. So mm-hmm. It's kind of like they were in beforing Biden before he said something like this. My speculation was, you know, did they know that Biden was going to say this, and are they, you know, allowing him to say it to sort of make a threat while at the same time having plausible deniability?
The thing is, it's not that difficult before an interview with a friendly source like 60 Minutes of CBS. And you know that Biden's been carefully prepped. You know that probably all the questions have been submitted ahead of time. Even if they haven't been, you know that the topics that are going to be asked. But I would wager that all the questions are submitted ahead of time. And so, you know, deranged, senile, whatever you want to say, still, I don't think he is so far gone that if his handlers say, okay, this is what you got to say about China, you know, and you know, the parameters for China is, do you defend China? I mean, do you defend Taiwan in case of an attack? Do you support, there's only a few questions. Do you support Chinese and Taiwanese independence? But the main one, what do you do if China attacks Taiwan? And so it's certainly, even the Biden is capable of, staying on script for this type of thing. And so you would have to think that whatever he said in the interview as an answer was, what he was told to say. He's prepped on all these things. And so if they're walking it back, well, they're basically purposefully speaking out of both sides of their mouths. And the thing is, what does the one China policy mean? The one China policy, which has been the official policy of the United States forever, frankly, is that Taiwan is part of China, and the mainland is part of China. That's what it is. The only difference is that in the 1970s, which part of China contained the capital, the mainland or Taiwan, that was the question. And up until the Carter administration, it was the capital of all of China is in Taipei. And then during the Carter administration, it switched and the capital of all of China is Beijing. But there's one China. It's been one China the whole way through. And so, but, you know, to what extent do the people in the State Department really internalize this? And of course their objective is to strip Taiwan away from China, turn it into an independent country. But while they're doing that, they have to say, well, this isn't what we're doing. This isn't what we're trying. And, you know, it's possible that Biden could blurt things out, but I think in such a prepped interview and a friendly interview, that wasn't a blurt.
So it's, I guess that's what I was getting at last night when I covered this. Is this a veiled threat to China by allowing the Biden to say this and allowing the interviewer to push him on this issue? While at the same time saying, oh, well, we support the one China policy, officially. Like you said, talking out of both sides of their mouth, they're doing a veiled threat.
A veiled threat, and at this point, I mean, a deranged chihuahua, veiled threat. How threatened does China feel right now?
Yeah, it's like Bane on Bat. It's like Bane said on Batman. Do you really feel like you're in charge? I don't know if you got that reference, but it's a reference from the Bane episode of Batman.
Yeah.
We don't have to focus on it. Yeah, do you really feel in charge? So no, like you said, I mean, this is very Democrat Biden friendly interview. So if the interviewer pushes him on these issues, it's because they were allowed to, right? I mean, that's it seems.
Yeah. This is not a hostile interview. I'm sure, because this is the first interview of this kind that Biden has given, I believe, in 7 months, something like that. And so I'm sure there are all sorts of preconditions before the White House agreed to this. I'm sure they had all sorts of preconditions.
And so parallel that with the question of will you run again, which is, I guess, what we can focus on now. And, you know, once again, they're allowing the Biden to come out and sort of put his senility on display. He's being the oldest president in U.S. history. He simply told them, watch me. And then Biden says, honest to God, that's all I think. Watch me. If you don't think I have the energy level or mental acuity, then you know that's one thing. It's another thing. You just watch and, you know, keep my schedule, do what I'm doing, he said. And I respect the fact that people would say, you know, you're old, but I think it relates to how much energy you have and whether or not the job you're doing is one consistent with that any person of any age would be able to do.
You know, he gets a lot of vacation time.
I can keep that schedule.
I think I could keep that schedule.
But I mean, they're putting, you know, his senility on display as well, which is what, you know, all Americans, Democrats and Republicans are questioning whether he can keep doing this and what happens if he can't. Well, that very thin prophylactic is going to break, my friend. And you know we're going to contract.
Right.
We're going to get a bad case of chlamydia.
Yeah. I hear there's a lot of syphilis going around. Chlamydia would really sting, though.
Yes. To the RT article, though some recent polls have indicated a slight boost in approval ratings for the president, with a recent NBC survey showing 45%, which is really high. I would think that's pretty probably fake. The highest since last October. Overall public opinion on his job performance has steadily declined since he took office, according to Reuters. IPOS polling, which showed a 54% disapproval rating among voters as of last week. So I guess the media, what I'm reading in this is the media is trying to get out in front of this and say, yeah, we know you disapprove of Biden, but look, he's saying that he's capable. Again, plausible deniabilities. He's saying that he's capable, but it's very observable that he's not. That way, when it's proven that he's not capable, you won't be surprised when we push chlamydia on the masses. That's what I'm reading from it.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly what to read from it at that level. But it is, you know, it is a fact that his mental situation is declining. It's been declining steadily for a few years now. And honestly, I mean, he was never particularly smart. He had always had a habit of putting his foot in his mouth. I mean, so really you weren't even starting at a particularly high level, because he really, he's never been thought of as particularly smart. And so you're already starting from that level, and it's only going downhill. And of course, one of the things that protects him is nobody wants chlamydia. But
tough,
at some point, and this is the question, is when does it happen? Now, a year ago or so on Stormfront Radio, I was saying that by the midterm elections, Joe Manchin of West Virginia would already be president. And I don't think that's going to happen. I was going out on a limb there. But I don't think it's going out on a limb to say that the Biden is not going to finish his term. Maybe, I mean, it's possible he will, but I'm not sure what the Las Vegas betting odds are on him finishing his term. But I know, you know, it's not a long shot that he is going to, leave the White House before the end of his term. That's not a long shot. I don't know which odds are longer. That somebody could look that up, but it's entirely possible he could be pushed out, he could resign, and he could even die in office, who knows. All sorts of things could happen. And the question is, what happens then? And like, I have a feeling that he's not going to last for, say, the next 12 months. I have the feeling he'll probably be gone, September now, within 6 or 7 months. I would say it's better than even money. That's my guess. And then what happens? And it really matters. We've got the midterms coming up. He'll probably be in office when the midterms happen. But if the midterms wind up being a disaster, or even if it's not that bad, but still they lose control of the House of Representatives, if you've got a Republican majority in the House of Representatives, at least a majority with a little bit of breathing room, because you got your Adam Kinzingers, and you'll have Cheney at least through the end of the year, and maybe a few other people. But a Republican majority could very, very easily impeach Biden. That doesn't mean there's not going to be the two-thirds majority in the Senate, but at least you're going to have an impeachment, and then you'll have a trial. And it's very possible that Biden could become so unpopular among Democrats, he could be seen as such a liability that they'd want to get rid of him. And it's even possible that his decline could become so acute that even the 25th Amendment, that has to be invoked by chlamydia. She has to be the one that started, right? But even that could happen. If he is ousted, the constitutional crisis comes with chlamydia trying to appoint a vice president. Because the vice president has to be approved by both houses of Congress, both the House and the Senate. And the House could be very uncooperative, because as long as there's a vacancy there, then the person one heartbeat away from the presidency, well, there's no vice president for that. It becomes the Speaker of the House. And who's that going to be? Is that, it would be a Republican. Who wouldn't know? If you have a Republican majority now, it's not going to be Pelosi. No. It could be Kevin McCarthy, or it could be somebody new.
You're assuming after the midterms they're going to get rid of Pelosi.
I'm assuming that the Republicans take the majority in the House of Representatives. That's my assumption.
As far as a VP, I mean Anglin has speculated that Newsom would be a good candidate. He didn't specifically say VP, but that might be.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Awake every morning and the cold winds cover me. All I've got's a ghost of what could be. If you could see the lights shining.
As far as a VP, I mean, Anglin has speculated that Newsom would be a good candidate. He didn't specifically say VP, but that might be, you know, because Gavin Newsom is a handsome man, Democrat, more moderate than anything they have.
Well, that would be a presidential candidate, but the main criteria for a getting somebody to be appointed vice president by chlamydia, they have to get majorities in both the House and the Senate. And who could chlamydia appoint that would get majority support, that would get support from Republicans?
I don't know of anyone. My whole point in bringing this whole article up is, you know, is the media or is the system, are they with this interview priming us for, you know, number one, Biden not running and chlamydia appointing someone, and number two, a conflict with China over Taiwan? Are they priming us for that?
Yeah, and what I was talking about is not so much in what happens in 2024, but in what happens in early 2023 if Biden resigns or is otherwise pushed out.
That's yeah, by allowing him to talk about his fitness, you know, for the presidency, which we all know he's not fit. I think on both sides, they're priming us for this. They're priming us for this scenario that we're talking about.
Well, And he's vulnerable in a lot of ways. And of course, as soon as the midterms are over, the presidential election primaries effectively begin. The primary votes don't begin, but the campaign begins. And, you know, if Biden, there's a lot of people who would like to run, a lot of Democrats who would like to run. But if Biden is, if Biden says he's going to run, then there might be some Democrats who don't like the idea of Biden running and would cooperate in ousting him through the 25th Amendment or through impeachment. He might be seen as such a liability that in order to preserve the Democrats' own electoral chances, they might feel that they need to get rid of him, especially if the midterms go so poorly, especially if the Republicans get control of both houses, which is possible. The Senate's going to be tougher, but it's still possible.
So we could see a scenario of Biden not running, and she, we can track chlamydia, and she appoints a VP, and then Newsom maybe runs as a challenger to the whole presidency.
Yeah, well, she appoints a VP, but she might not be able to get a VP confirmed by Congress. And so there may wind up being no, like, she might appoint somebody, that person never gets confirmed, the vice presidency is open. And then what happens? Then she might be, I mean, cause she's a mess. Nobody likes her. She's not popular. She could be, there could be articles of impeachment filed against her. And then you have all sorts of compromises. All sorts of things could happen. So we could be in for a very wild ride.
Or they could shut the whole thing down.
All sorts of things could happen.
Scenario, they shut the whole thing down for the midterms. There's a new virus. Or, you know, who knows what. We're getting into uncharted territories there.
Well, I mean, so we are less than 2 months out, and the Biden declared the pandemic over, but things can develop very fast. All sorts of things could happen. At this point, I assume there's going to be a midterm election. Who knows? There's going to be fakery will be attempted. What's going to happen? We'll see.
But I mean, just based on current polling, it doesn't look like the Democrats are going to be able to hold on for the midterms.
I think the House of Representatives is going to be really tough. The Senate, the thing about the Senate is most of the seats that are being contested, because only one third of the seats, it's usually 33 or 34. I think there's a vacancy, and so it's 35 seats. 35 out of 100 are being contested. And most of the ones being contested are currently held by Republicans. That's just the way it is, because six years ago, last time, that was the year that Trump got elected, and it was a good year for Republicans. So there's a lot of Republicans defending seats. Or there are, like, in Pennsylvania, you've got you got a Republican who's retiring. So, it's Dr. Oz and that enormous Jew, Fetterman, who are running. And, Dr. Oz, he isn't the greatest candidate. Well, if he pulls it out, that's still not even a net gain for the Republicans. That's one that they have to win just to remain for 50. So in order for the Republicans to pick up seats,
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
That's still not even a net gain for the Republicans. That's one that they have to win just to remain for 50. So in order for the Republicans to pick up seats, you know, they've got to maintain all the seats that they have already. And then somebody like Blake Masters in Arizona or, you know, somewhere else, there's would have to be a Republican win to pick up seats just to get to 51. But the thing is, if they do pick up seats, then they've got control of the Senate. If they don't, and the Senate stays 50-50, but Joe Biden resigns, the Democrats don't have a majority anymore. Then you've got an even 50-50 split, and that becomes very – I don't think we've ever had that before.
I mean, even if the Republicans take charge, I mean, it's not going to be any different, right? I mean, it wasn't any different in 2018 when we had Trump in office and House and Senate Republican majority, right? Nothing happened.
When you say different, it's different. Should we expect Republicans to do anything for us? No, I'm just talking about like horse race kind of stuff right now. It's going to be different because you're going to have Republicans trying to take revenge on the Democrats. Is it going to be helpful? I mean, the Republicans, what are they going to do? And like in some cases, they could be worse. They could be like, we're not doing enough for democracy, right? You know, we've got to do Ukraine even harder.
Yeah, you so know, take the Martha's Vineyard thing too. Oh, look at the liberals not allowing migrants into Martha's Vineyard. We will allow migrants into America even harder than these Democrats in Martha's Vineyard.
In order to totally own the libs.
Yeah. That's exactly the way it would go. Yeah.
I mean, also, all sorts of things could happen. Like, you know, Tucker, the past week or so, and especially, I guess, earlier this week, was talking about trannyism. But he was only talking about it in terms of children. And so you could see just as Ron DeSantis signed legislation banning gay sex talk to children until they're in fourth grade, you know, you could see something, some legislation completely enshrining trannyism after the age of 18.
Or even 12 or, you know, whatever fourth grade is.
Because these people don't know how to win. But I'm just saying it'll be different. I'm not saying it's necessarily going to be better, but it's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And I do get back to this thing about having the vice presidency open and a very weak president who is unpopular and potentially impeachable as being kind of a constitutional crisis.
Interesting how that will play out.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like we're going to avoid contracting chlamydia, though.
It's the prophylactic is not 100% safe and effective.
It's a very old prophylactic. It's like 80 something years old. And it's very thin.
It's like the one that you had in your wallet way through junior high school and high school.
It's more like you found one in your grandpa's wallet, right?
Yeah.
From the 60s. Speaking of sexually transmitted diseases, do you want to pivot onto the next thing?
Yeah, do it.
The Guardian, out of control rise in STDs, including 26% syphilis spike, sparks U.S. alarm. The rate of syphilis cases has hit its highest in 3 decades as officials work on new solutions, such as at-home test kits. Oh, that reminds me of an at-home COVID test kit. Just saying. Sharply rising cases of some sexually transmitted diseases, including a 26% rise in new syphilis infections reported last year, are prompting U.S. health officials to call for new prevention and treatment efforts. My question, is there a correlation in the rise in homosexual activity and these STDs? Syphilis that's plaguing the populace?
That is the question, isn't it? And if there's a rise in syphilis, it would likely be due to a rise in gayness.
I mean, these STDs are really prevalent. I mean, all of these diseases, I mean, AIDS especially, are really prevalent in the homosexual community because of their unnatural anal practices. So, I mean, like, regular vaginal intercourse usually doesn't, you know, give you this kind of result. Now, I mean, in the past, I'm sure, you know, regular STDs, you know, I know that they were prevalent, you know, amongst whorehouses, amongst brothels. But the rise that we're seeing now, I mean, I think it correlates with the rise in homosexuality and trannyism.
Certainly homosexuality. I have not and do not really intend on giving tranny sexual practices, whatever they may be, much thought. Unfortunately, the homosexual sexual practices are, you know, it's widely known, at least what they are in the basics, in basic terms.
Well, yeah. Unlike 100 years ago, you know, we have, you know, antibiotics and things that will treat these diseases, but it's almost like they're getting so far out of control that even that's not enough.
Yeah, there's just been a promotion of everything unhealthy. We're a society that's completely falling apart. So honestly, I don't know what the situation is in terms of, say, teenagers having sex. I don't know. I'm sure there's, you know, the Pew Foundation has done all sorts of surveys of this. I don't know. I just don't know who's doing it. But the gays do have, the one thing about the gays is, especially men, is that they don't have, there's no restraint involved. With heterosexuals, typically there was some restraint from the females because, you know, they didn't want to get pregnant or whatever, just female instincts to the extent that the instincts were still intact. You know, obviously there has been a concerted effort by, you know, our Jewish social overlords to slutify women as much as possible, and especially to slutify white women so that they'll be having sex with black men. I mean, that's just become like an unescapable reality right in your face. So I don't know to what extent who's doing what, and but the homosexuals have never, there's never been that restraint there, you know, so there's no reason to think that homosexuals, especially seeing as it's been normalized and celebrated, because it's, you know, we got to celebrate gayness. But there's a whole month we have to celebrate it, so it's probably more, you know, now more than ever.
Statistically, you have more monogamous relationships too with heterosexuals, and homosexuals tend to have multiple partners. And they actually brag about it. So, I mean, you got that factor as well. What about these home test kits? Part of this article from The Guardian, officials are working on new approaches to the problem, such as home test kits for some STDs that will make it easier for people to learn if they are infected and try to take steps to prevent spreading it to others. Another expert said a core part of any effort must be to work to increase the use of condoms. I think, like what you were pointing out, heterosexuals do tend to be, as I pointed out, more monogamous, and as you pointed out, more likely to use condoms to avoid pregnancy. So I think that's why we're seeing this rise in STDs in the homosexual community, because they really do neither one of those. They have multiple partners, and they don't have to worry about pregnancy. So they tend to be more, what's the word? Degenerate, loose and free. Trying to keep it classy.
Promiscuous.
Promiscuous.
It's a struggle to keep it classy. It's a struggle to keep, to retain your classiness in a society that's just a flaming wreck like ours is.
Syphilis is a bacterial disease that surfaces as genital sores that can ultimately lead to more severe symptoms and death if left untreated. This, Patrick, in an age of, you know, in the last 100 years of antibiotic treatments, we're having this problem. This is beyond the pale to me. Anyway, just wanted to bring this up and sort of get a conversation going on it. Also, they had a 16% rise in HIV, which doesn't surprise me either with the embracement of the homo culture. The homosexual degenerate lifestyle has been embraced, so you're going to have that rise. Because, I mean, I think that HIV, that AIDS is caused by anal sex, whether it be homo or hetero. Yeah. You know, because it's a very destructive act. It's a very unnatural act. And you're going to get more of these diseases because of it. Anyway, back to the article, the rates are highest, the rates of these syphilis and HIV, they're highest in men who have sex with men and among Black and Latinos and Native Americans. Interesting.
They don't say homosexual, they say men who have sex with men.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
While the rate for women is lower than it is for men, officials have noted that it has been rising more dramatically, up about 50% from the last year. So, I mean, I would attribute that to the porn industry and the glorification of anal sex. I mean, these are hard topics to talk about, but I mean, it does explain how, you know, these diseases among homos that we saw in the 80s and 90s are spreading into the heterosexual community, I think is because of anal sex between men and women and the glorification of such acts in pornography. I mean, so that's my...
I think there's a lot there. Speaking as a boomer, the idea of anal sex frankly didn't occur to a whole lot of people. And even to the people that it occurred to, it was, that is a thing that could be done. It purely as a hypothetical. And it is something that is pushed very, very hard by the porn industry. And, you know, I don't know if, well, obviously the gays have been doing this. This is what the gays do. I don't know if it's had a, you know, more of a history in, say, the Black community. But just speaking as a boomer, it's just not something that really occurred to people as like a viable option or whatever. I'm not going to say percentages or this or that, but you could go a very, very long time without the, without a thought of, anal sex back in the day.
And you think about, like, the boomer and even my generation, Generation X, like, our access to porn was so limited up until the early 2000s. And the Zoomers and millennials have unlimited, unmitigated access to porn of any kind. So that's going to introduce them to anal sex, homosexuality, bestiality, and furryism, which I think, you know, furries sort of fall into that whole category of bestiality, in my opinion. It's a whole new category, which is really weird if anybody's not familiar, where people dress up like animals and have sex. So all of this, think about the exposure to the new generations that we didn't have, that I didn't even have growing up in the 80s and 90s. You know, we didn't have any exposure to this at all, hardly.
Right.
But, you know, because I mean, you're a teenager, you're 12 or 13, you can't just go to the porn store and buy videos, at least in the 90s, right? And so now, with the click of a button, every kid has a phone. You're exposing young children to this. You know, which
and
is
I remember Bill Clinton, of all people, I mean, the creepiest president we've had, with the possible exception of the Biden, saying, yeah, he wants every 12-year-old to log on to the internet. And that was at a time when the internet was basically just a giant database, public access database of naked women.
Well, you had this wild, wild west, what I call it, of the internet in the 90s and the early aughts, where you could pretty much access anything. And then, you know, at the same time, you had the Tor Onion technology, the encryption, which was pretty much a military technology that was released to the public in the early 2000s. And then it got to where in the early 2000s, people could only access, like, really, you know, bad porn and really bad content on Onion and Tor. And then people figured out how to get around that you know, get VPNs and whatnot. So, I mean, I'm thinking it's by design. I mean, you can push back if you want to, but, I think it's by design that they allow the public to get access to this, you know, horrible dark web of porn, things that no one should ever see or access. And that sort of is, you know, contributed to the degradation of society and in turn to these diseases that are being introduced now. No food or sleep and crazy. What's becoming my new norm? I'd pass out on the bedroom floor, sleep right through the calm before the storm.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
it is useless to resist us.
And that sort of is, you know, contributed to the degradation of society and in turn to these diseases that are being introduced now.
Well, I mean, I think the access to porn and its link with degeneracy and diseases and whatnot was certainly something welcome by a lot of people in power. I don't know if this is true, but I do remember hearing a lecture once that actually a lot of new media technologies that a lot of the early commercialization of it was pornographic. And, you know, obviously videos, the video industry, yeah, you had people renting Hollywood videos, but most of these stores had back rooms where you get porn. If you talk about photography, I heard, I don't know if it's true, but like out in the wild, wild west, a picture of a naked woman cost more than an actual naked woman. And even the printing press that, yeah, it started with the Bible, but it moved really quickly into smut. And so that these media, new media get a big push from pornography, but certainly the internet.
And in the last 10 years, you know, this type of degenerate porn is available at your, like, there's no paywalls. So even young children could just access any kind of porn they wanted to without having to go through a paywall or use a credit card. Since 2012.
I think probably the most significant development in recent years. I mean, the early internet, I remember telling a friend of mine something about that. Yeah, I said, there's porn all over the internet. This is back in the 1990s, and next thing I knew, he went out and bought a computer. But at any rate, I think that the significant development is like the OnlyFans type of thing, where people are not just uploading their own porn, but making money off of it.
Well, we're getting close to the end of the show, I think.
That's what we are. Yeah.
So I just wanted to add one more thing from the article. Another problem is the rise in congenital syphilis, which infected moms pass the disease to their babies. That's horrible, and it's just, I mean, it's absolutely horrible that a little baby who has innocent and nothing to do with all of this degeneracy is going to suffer from their mother's poor decisions by getting these diseases.
Yeah.
So I think we are at the end of the show. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. We'll tune in tomorrow for Patrick and Jeremy Part 2 on National Bugle Radio on Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay classy, if you can.
Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.